On this Veterans Day, we'd like to tell you about a plan that is underway to recover the remains of three World War II servicemen. Their plane went down over Greenland on November 29, 1942. A Seattle man is part of a small team that is hoping to go to this harsh place next summer. The goal is to find the wreckage, which is believed to be buried under 40 feet of ice. The pilot was carrying out a perilous recovery when the plane went down. In 1942, German U-boats were all over the North Atlantic. To avoid getting attacked and to get supplies to the troops in Europe, the United States flew planes to Canada, to Iceland, and then to Greenland. If they were lucky, they'd eventually reach Great Britain. The route was remote and very cold. Mountaineer Nick Bratton lives in Seattle, but he's been to Greenland.
And the weather in Greenland is very unpredictable. And over the course of flying hundreds and hundreds of planes through Greenland, a lot of them crashed.
During World War II, two of the people who were tasked with rescuing the survivors of these crashes were Coast Guard pilot John Pritchard and radio man Benjamin Bottoms. On November 29, 1942, Pritchard and Bottoms set out to find the survivors of a fallen B-17. Nine men were stranded on a glacier on the east side of Greenland in the middle of nowhere. From their Coast Guard cutter, Pritchard and Bottoms launched an amphibious plane called a Duck.
They landed this plane that was designed to land on water. They landed it on the glacier. This had never been done before. Then they hiked a couple miles through a crevasse field, found the B-17, pulled a couple guys off of it who were the most injured, walked back to their amphibious biplane, took off from the glacier, and returned to the ship, and these men were saved.
After that, Pritchard and Bottoms took off again on the second trip.
They landed safely. They retrieved Corporal Lauren Howarth, who was the communications officer from the B-17.
As they returned to the ship, a big whiteout closed in, and Pritchard became completely disoriented.
He couldn't distinguish ice from sky and crashed into the glacier with his radio man, Benjamin Bottoms, aboard, and Corporal Lauren Howarth from the B-17. And those men were lost, never to be seen again.
Nick Bratton and three others hope to find these missing men when they head to Greenland next June. There have been three attempts over the last several years to find the Duck and its crew. Bratton's extensive climbing experience is what got him invited to be a part of a search in 2012, which was led by the company he worked for at the time called North South Polar.
In the 2012 mission, our team actually gained photographic evidence of a piece of wreckage from the plane. And this was very much a, as another storm was closing in and we were being evacuated by Air Greenland helicopters at the time, it was very much down to the wire. So we have photographic evidence of some pieces of wreckage, which we are very confident are actually from the plane that we're looking for.
What is driving you to do this?
Good question. I often ask that myself when I'm hunkered down in a tent in 70 mile per hour winds, getting scoured in Greenland. What am I doing here? And the initial motivation for being involved, I must describe as the allure of the adventure. And over time, having become increasingly involved with this project, I really became personally invested in it. So I could be spending this time doing other things, but I choose to do this because of our relationship with the families. And we want to bring these men home and find them and return them for the closure and peace that will come to their family members.
Coast Guard pilot John Pritchard was 28 years old when he died. At the time, he left behind his parents, two brothers, and a little sister named Nancy. Even though he was 9 years older than Nancy, the two were very close.
I remember one time he said, "Now, Nancy," he said, what was I, 16 or 17 years old at the time. And he said, "Now, I think you should know about liquor. So I want to, if you ever drink anything, ask for rum and Coca-Cola.
Why did he say a rum and Coke? Was it because it was safer?
Well, it was, I would think, a very mild drink, rum and Coke, rather than a martini or whatever. So I just think it was the way a brother would talk to his sister, who was 9 years younger than he. My goodness, he was concerned about my knowing what was right and what was wrong.
Today, Nancy Pritchard is 92 years old. She lives in Annapolis, Maryland. She clearly remembers that day, 73 years ago, when she was in college and got a call from her mother telling her the news that her brother was missing.
I was stunned. I remember walking around the block a couple of times wondering, okay, well, maybe he's just missing. And then you take day to day and live in hopes that you'll hear something.
When she learned what her brother did before he died, that it was his idea to go for it, to land the plane on the glacier, to do something that had never been done before, to save people's lives, Nancy says that's the John she knew.
He just lived up to the motto, you have to go out, but you don't have to come back. Now, that is a true motto. The Coast Guard doesn't like to use it anymore, but believe me, a lot of personnel were just dedicated to that motto.
As Nick Bratton and his three partners are planning for their expedition next year, their strategy is to be fast and light. They're bringing radar equipment to see what's under the ice and a manual drill to bore a hole so a camera can be dropped down to take pictures if they find anything. The weather in June is a little more predictable, but there's never really a safe time on the ice in Greenland.
So we could be hiking as a rope team across the glacier, pulling the radar, conducting our search, and we might hear running water, but not see anything. And we might walk right over a river channel that's basically melted into the ice, but it's below the surface. So there's essentially like a tube of water below the surface of the ice that you can hear, but you can't see. You know, there are polar bears roaming up and down the east coast of Greenland as well. So that's another hazard that we have to contend with.
Nancy Pritchard says if her brother's remains are found, he will be laid to rest at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut.
I trust that those that are in charge and leading will do their best to keep everyone safe and to find this little duck that is in the Greenland ice cap. It is, that's the one prayer and wish I have before I leave this earth.
According to the U.S. Department of Defense, since World War II, 88,000 service members have gone missing or are unaccounted for. About one-third of them are considered to be recoverable. The Department of Defense has begun efforts to bring home the remains of at least 200 of these fallen soldiers every year. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.